Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now...
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is the Christian Car Guy. You were expecting Robbie Dillmore. He's leading a men's retreat this weekend. And this is William Mixon, Bill Mixon. I generally am on the show the first Saturday of the month. I tell people my job is to make Robbie look good. Today, I have the opportunity to be able to host the show and was able to ask two very dear friends. They have a podcast called Three Men for Thee, Herb Burns, Jack Bales, and Alan Brown. Herb and Jack have lunch with me every Monday at something we call the Conservative Lunch. And Herb ran for county commissioner and
city council,
and hopefully in the future he'll get to do that again. But Herb, please tell us a little bit about Three Men and Thee.
Well, I think what we probably should do is let Jack start the introduction, because he's the one who planted the seed for the trouble he got me into.
Okay.
And he's never forgotten it either.
Jack, tell us about Three Men for Thee and how it came to be.
I was one of those who got very interested in radio when I was a youngster. And when I graduated high school, I actually signed up for and was interviewed to go to what was then called Columbia School of Broadcasting. Columbia School of Broadcasting was headquartered out of New York City, but they had a campus, a very small one, down in the Miami area where I lived. So I wanted to be on the radio. That was my dream, was to be a disc jockey. Big time into top 40 radio, as most kids were back in the 60s. So that launched a whole idea about broadcasting. Well, life comes, life happens, you get married and different things, and you go off to college, and you kind of put those dreams back on the back burner. But there came a day when I was able to finally retire from a full-time job, and that germ that had been planted back when I was a youngster began to become to fruition because of the creation and rise of the internet, and a new thing, at least at the time, was called podcasting. And that really appealed to me. I thought, hey, I can be a podcaster. So I began to think about, what do I want to podcast about? And being a Christian, I wanted to promote the Word of God as best I could. But not only interested in Christian ethics and the world of Christianity, but also the world of politics, which affects so many people's lives. And yet, amazingly to me, folks want to put the Bible and Christianity over here and politics over here. And the way I see the scriptures, you run everything through the scriptures. So that's why we came up with this tagline of In a World of Politics, Prophecy, and Supernatural on our podcast. But still hadn't done anything about it until I moved to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The Lord, who obviously knew all about this, my thoughts and my feelings about getting into podcasting, broadcasting, brought a fellow by the name of Herb Burns into my life. And Herb Burns, with his background in electronics, in engineering, in architecture, having taught at Forsyth Tech, he was the ideal man for me to meet, and the Lord brought us together through our church. And I suggested the idea to him, let's start a podcast. And we had another fellow by the name of Alan Brown, who became a dear friend. And so we pitched the idea to him, and he was interested about creating a podcast where we primarily interview people who are involved in politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. So that's how it all got started.
Wonderful. Herb, tell me, what was your favorite show, your favorite guest on the show?
I've had so many guests that are my favorite guests, but there's one episode that stands out. We interviewed a man called Tim Purvis, and I met Tim at a wild game dinner. If you don't know what a wild game dinner is, you go to this dinner, and they serve you these meats, and you have to guess whether it's a raccoon, an elk, or a bobcat. So it was a wild dinner meeting, and Tim was the guest speaker, and he was speaking about hell. He had an out-of-body experience. He got ill. He was in the hospital, had an out-of-body experience, and he describes how he was suspended above hell, looking down at hell. And he said, it's not like any picture, any description you've ever heard in your life. It's worse than that. And because of that out-of-body experience, it flipped his life around. He's now going around sharing with people, you better be saved, because I'm telling you what hell's looking like, and you don't want to be in hell. So while he was in this out-of-body experience, he saw a light above, and the voices came to him, we're not ready for you yet. So he came back to a healthy environment. So, you know, Tim Purvis, that out-of-body experience description of hell, I'll never forget that.
Now, I know why you with the Gideons.
Well, that's another story, because, you know, sometimes when somebody asks you to do something, you'll say, well, let me pray about it, and I'll get back with you later. That's kind of my hook on it, how I eventually became a Gideon.
Well, we need to do a show on that or a podcast on that. Jack, tell us, what's your favorite show that just you love to talk about?
That's a tough one. But one of the – and I'm going to give a big pitch here to the Salt and Light conferences that are held annually, usually in the month of October – the opportunity to meet even national celebrities like Judge Jeanine Pirro, Leo Terrell, and many other folks presents themselves when you go or you attend a Salt and Light conference. And you hear some outstanding preaching. I was amazed at a fellow who's on Fox News. His name is Pete Hegseth. And Pete was at the last Salt and Light, and he sounded just like a Baptist preacher. I mean, I'd hear him on, see him on TV, and he impressed me, having been a combat veteran and a real patriot. But when he got up and he presented the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he did so with as much clarity as any preacher I've ever heard, I just stood there with my mouth open and was just unfortunate because he had so many folks around him, as we later found out with Judge Jeanine Pirro, that there's in their Fox contracts, you have to go through Fox News in order to set up any kind of an interview that you would like. And that gets to be pretty sticky. But I was so impressed with these Salt and Light conferences and the opportunity that presents itself for us to be able to meet some folks we would never get to meet. And one of the folks we got to meet at the last Salt and Light, her name was Raven Harrison, and she wrote a book called Raven's Mantle.
She's running for Congress now, too.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. She actually lives in Texas, but She came into our broadcast area where we had a little room set up at the Salt and Light, and they rushed her in there, And there was this incredibly lovely lady, but she was dressed in camo, all camo, which grabbed your attention right off the bat. And then I listened to her at the conference, and she just blew me away. I just thought, this lady is, she's on fire for God. She's on fire for the country. She is a patriot, boy. And fortunately, we had a chance to interview her. And for me, her interview is one of my favorites.
Talking about books, Herb's a author and has numerous books. One of them is Never Stop, Pursuing God's Mission and Vision for You. Our first guest, our first caller that calls in, remember we're a call-in show, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. If you've got a question, we'd love for you to call in, and our first caller will get Herb's book, Never Stop. We appreciate our listening audience. We appreciate your prayers. We're so glad you tuned in. And after this break, we're going to find out more about the podcast, Three Men for Thee. They are heard all around the world. It has really taken off.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Christian Car Guy. Robbie is doing a men's retreat, and this is Bill Mixon filling in for him with two exceptional guests, Herb Burns and Jack Bales, who started a very successful podcast, Three Men for Thee. How many shows have you done so far, Herb?
Well, we've got 110 episodes, and it's amazing how our contact has spread. We are now in almost 30 countries around the world where people have found out about us and are listening to us and are downloading our podcast links. So over the years, it's amazing how we've grown and how information has spread. When we first started, I remember our first podcast was with Reverend C.L. Bryant. I was working at Forsyth Tech at the time, and backing up a few more years before that, the president of the college said, Herb, we have a program on file. It's called Radio and Television. I want you to start the radio and TV program at Forsyth Tech. So I reached out into the community and built an advisory committee, and we started the radio TV program at Forsyth Tech. And C.L. Bryant was in town. I asked him if we could interview him on our podcast. So we went to the studios at Forsyth Tech, where we did our very first interview with C.L. Bryant. And then moving forward, our 100th interview was an anniversary interview. And again, that was with Reverend C.L. Bryant. He also produced a movie called Runaway Slave about the how democracy is trying to enslave Americans. So that's C.L. Bryant. He also has a national talk radio show as well. So CL has been very important to us in our history as well.
Thank you. Jack, you said something about your 100th show was really special to you. Would you share a little bit about it?
Well, one of the more recent shows that we did was based off of our Salt and Light experience in October of last year. And one of the people who was there speaking, we got to meet, and her name is Stephanie Meyer, who lives in Asheville, North Carolina. She was introduced to us, and we had met her actually before, because this our second interview of her?
Yes.
Herb? Yeah. And we had met her before, and I was just amazed at how well she conducted herself, how well she spoke. And she's written some books. And one of the books is called The Righteous Fight, Reclaiming the Soul of America. So one of our podcasts is more or less the contents of her book. So I would highly recommend her as a speaker, as someone who can really weave the message of Christ in with what's going on in modern day. So that was special for me to do a second interview with a lady that the Lord had brought our way.
Now, if somebody's listening, and we just hope thousands want to tune in and listen to some of your previous podcasts, how would they go about looking up some of these great podcasts you've talked about?
That's really easy. All you have to do is just Google Three Men for Thee, T-H-R-E-E-M-E-N-F-O-R-Thee, Three Men for Thee. And you'll find a link to our podcast site, and when you get there, you can click on the pull-down menu. If you want to contact us, you can send us an email. We can answer any questions that you might have. You also will have access to all of our guests, their bios, as well as the ability to listen to our audio interviews with them as well.
Now, if somebody had a suggestion for a guest, they could go there and put in a suggestion for a guest?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we'd love for you to call in and ask them about their different podcasts. And if you've got a suggestion for a guest, the call-in number is 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. Other than Salt and Light, how do you come up with ideas for over 100 guests on the show?
Herb probably can answer this better than me, but we're always attuned to people that we think would make good guests. Primarily, we focus on pastors and people who are in full-time, usually some kind of full-time Christian work, or perhaps like Stephanie has written a book that's come across to our attention, or somebody that we've seen or heard about who's been in town recently speaking at churches and that kind of thing. I know recently at Two Cities Church, they had a guest speaker there that I went over and attended the service that he presented, and I wanted to get a hold of him, but there again, as part of the challenges in podcasting, especially with people you don't know, is how do you contact them? How do you let them know that you exist even? And so it was that Lee Strobel was in town presenting a sermon on several of his books. And if you know about his books, you know about his atheism and then his coming to Christ is an amazing story just by itself. But when he began to write books that are right up my alley, which I love the field of apologetics, and he wrote one of his famous books is The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, which are two of my favorites, and then he's written some others. But trying to get around Lee Strobel, I found out, was not easy for an unknown guy like me to be able to get a hold of him. So I haven't given up. I would like to contact Lee and get him as a guest. But we have heard people on the radio before who have been interviewed by others, and we have reached out and have actually gotten them on our podcast just simply by listening to other podcasters and then having them on our show.
What's your favorite guest that you've had on, Herb? We've talked about your favorite shows. Was there one particular person that's really touched your heart that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, when we talk about people that that make sacrifices, one of them is Christian Hinkey. Are we getting ready to go to a break? We can talk about Christian when we come back in after the break, but he sacrificed a lot to share the gospel, and I'll tell that story after the break.
Well, we're so glad you're listening to us today. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
We're so glad you came back, and we've got a listener, a good friend who's on the phone, and we just have to warn Jamal, we only have 30 minutes left in the show, but we would love to hear what you've got to share with us this morning. Jamal?
Big, Bill, you are a funny, funny guy.
He just speaks the truth.
Jamal joins us for lunch a lot of Mondays and always has wonderful contributions and great questions and does a whole lot to try and make our community better. Jamal, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Bill. I appreciate the glowing compliments there. And, you know, I'm just glad to be able to call in and talk to my friends, yourself and Mr. Herb Burns and Jack Bales. I don't know the other guy, but hopefully I'll know him soon.
Well, you're going to have to come to lunch Monday to get your book. But what did you call in about?
Well, I just wanted to call in and show my support for you all. And to let folks know that the Conservative Lunch is a great group of guys. We are active, and we do try to, you know, improve our surroundings. And to also just let folks know, you never know who you're going to run into, and you never know what kind of impact you're going to have. I met Mr. Herb Burns at Wednesday in the Word. That's a men's Bible study at Dario. And just a quick plug, the men's Bible study is at Avery Dario in North Carolina. So go check it out. So, as you alluded to earlier, I do like to talk, Bill. So while I was talking at the Wednesday in the Word, Mr. Herb Burns was like, you know what? I think you would, you know, like our Conservative Lunch. Never heard it before. So went over there, enjoyed it. I met Jack Bales over there. He's a great guy. Him and I really, you know, dig on apologetics. And, you know, I just made a lot of connections, and they just snowballed from there. So go out there, make contacts with people, bring them into your circle. You never know, you might meet your next best friend.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, and you're always a joy to spend lunch with. I hope you have a great Saturday. Oh, hold on, Herb's got a question for you.
Should I bring the book with me on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll bring it with me on Wednesday when I see you at Dario's.
I appreciate it. God bless, guys.
Okay, well, that good point there. We've got a Christian audience. We should be finding good places to go each week to fellowship with folks in addition to our church, find some other good Christians that we can work with and learn from, and find an opportunity to be a part of a way to help other people grow in their faith. And few of us had the opportunity to do something as wonderful as a podcast. I know some of these podcasts have led to people accepting Christ as their Savior, and that a lot of people have strengthened their faith. Can you think of about a show that really did a good job of encouraging people and lifting them up and pointing them toward our Savior?
Well, one of the good times to do that is in a time of crisis. And I was talking with a young lady in Ukraine, Anya Chernogova, and she said, Herb, you need to contact Christian Hickey. I said, why? She said, he's a Green Beret. He's retired from the military service in America. He has moved to Kyiv, Ukraine. He was in the medical team with the Green Beret. He is now teaching the Ukrainian Green Berets how to treat people who have been wounded during the war. And not only is he doing that, but he's also sharing the gospel with the Ukrainian military and bringing people to salvation in a crisis, in a time of war. Not only is he doing that, but he moved his entire family to Kyiv, Ukraine. So he's taken his whole life to another country that's in a conflict right now to help save people and to help share the gospel. What are we willing to sacrifice to help others and share the gospel? So, Christian, you know, thank you for your service and helping those in a time of conflict.
Do you have a particular guest that you think did a wonderful job lifting up Jesus on the show?
Well, that's a good question, because the focus we try to put on is, if you've listened to our podcast, you know that particularly at the end, we give the plan of salvation, because our whole thrust is to reach people with the good news of Christ. But this was a little different. We actually had a musical group on called The Reeds, and they specialize in gospel music, Christian music, singing at churches and different venues like that. And that was a fun interview for me. Having been a big fan of top 40 music, and then after I grew up, matured more spiritually, got it more, much more into gospel music in my 20s and on into the present day, talking to a group that specializes in music, Christian music, was special for me. I wanted to be like so many kids of the 60s, and I was very briefly in a small little band in high school, and we sang, and we tried to write songs and tried to copy the Beatles and all these things. But when you meet folks who have done it, who've gone out and are making a name for themselves and are getting bookings to sing, that was a special interview for me, as how their life got started, how the Lord brought them in, all these things together for them. That was an uplifting interview for me.
Looks like you've got over 2,000 locations that you can track down when people tune in and listen to a podcast, and 17 different countries. You have people from 17 countries, Herb?
We do, and I looked at our matrix this morning before I came over to the office, and we've got added to that that list Georgia, Germany, Ireland, Japan, Lithuania, Romania, Spain, and United Arab Emirates. So that's been added to the 17 countries that we're reaching out to now. I'm just surprised and amazed.
Now, you go over to Ukraine, or you go over to the Russian area and do some educational business college courses for folks?
I do. I'm part of a group out of Winston-Salem called Triad Success Partners. And for many years, we've been going over there teaching marketing classes, human resources, finance, and strategic leadership to business leaders in the city of Lviv and the surrounding regions. And so they're with us in class for a week. We get to share our testimony with them. And when they finish our classes, they get an opportunity to come to America if they can travel. We house them in our homes, and we take them around. We show them how American Christian capitalism works. So our goal is to connect them with Christ and help them to improve the business and the quality of their lives on that mission field.
Now, have you had any podcasts associated with your work over there?
Well, we have interviewed several pastors that we've come in contact with. Andre, we've interviewed Slavik Fiz, and Slavik is the president of the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary. So it's amazing during this time how this seminary is growing. Even during a war, they're building an addition to the seminary over there. And when he took over, the seminary had maybe 300 students, and there are over 1,000 seminary students now. So their growth is unbelievable. And the impact Christians are having in the country is amazing. President Lewinsky just recently commented how thankful he is to the Christians in Ukraine for the support that the Christians have been providing to the government. So just think about this. You know, Christianity is supposed to be a light into the world. Well, the Christians in Ukraine are also a light into the government. They're actually providing generators to the government. So when the power goes out, they do have lights. So they're providing spiritual lights as well as physical lights to the government.
One of those gentlemen, or two of them, you had come to the conservative lunch. Who was that?
Yes, that was Dima. He's a pastor over there, I can't remember the other name with him. But Dima is a pastor of a church. He's also in government in Lviv, Ukraine, and just a an amazing man. His wife, when they were here with us, we took them out to see how, you know, Salem pregnancy is, or how we're trying to save the lives of children. They were so influenced, they started a ministry in Lviv, Ukraine called Save a Life. And so they're now supporting women with young children based on the experiences that they saw when they visited us here in Winston-Salem.
Jack, what are you proudest of, the results from the shows? Is there anything particular that strikes your heart that you'd like people to pray about?
The topic, which is a hot topic, anytime you say the word politics and you see the words that that strikes that up, and I'll continue on the other side because I want to talk about a very important lady that we met at.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Thank you for tuning back in. It's a beautiful day outside. We appreciate you listening to the show while you're doing whatever you're doing. We want to remind everybody that we're supposed to be a time of refreshing, a light on the hill, and we're supposed to make a difference in our life. And maybe this might encourage some of the rest of us to do a podcast. Jack, tell us what you were share with us.
Sure. One of the things that I was not much interested in when I was young was the word politics and what it meant. But now, seeing the direction and condition of the country, the word means a lot to me. So when I bring that word up to others, you can see sometimes the expression of horror on their faces, because particularly with Christians, and this is disturbing to me, how Christians want to keep politics on one side and the Bible on the other. As I've mentioned so many times, and Bill has heard this ad nauseum, to where you can't do that. You've got to run everything, every part of your life through the Scriptures. And so it was that when Herb Burns got me to come to the conservative lunch, one of the great benefits as far as being able to meet Christians who are interested and love the country, is meeting people like Dr. Kristen McMasters. She is a wonderful professor. She teaches here locally in town. I don't know exactly where she's at right now, but I do know that she comes to our meetings, and she impressed me very greatly because she has a good balance between her profession as a professor, teaching in college. She is involved in politics, and she loves other people. And she was just one of the blessings that we have shared. And even meeting the gentleman who's across the microphone for me here, just blessing after blessing after blessing, getting to know other Christian people who are patriots, who love the country, who want to see the country turned around for Christ, and getting to share those thoughts and discuss, and as much as anything, upbuilding one another, standing by one another. It's a real comfort for me, and thank God for organizations like Truth Radio and for what we call the conservative lunch.
We need to encourage our fellow Christians to get off their duffs and do things in our community and make a difference in the lives of those that they come in contact with. We need to be part of associations and groups where we can share our faith and encourage people and help other people do their work. And the idea of a podcast to get wonderful people that you respect in front of other people that you think would like to hear their message is just a blessing of an idea. They've got over 100 shows. Can they tap into all 100 shows on your webpage?
Absolutely. We're really, really easy to find. Just Google Three Men for Thee, T-H-E-E. And you get access to our website. You click on the page Guests, the drop-down menu, and you can see, I'm so excited. We have interviewed so many amazing people, politicians, pastors, educators, leaders, missionaries, people that you're going to know when you see these names. Gary Chapman, he wrote a little book called Five Love Languages. So, you know, when you look at who all of our guests are, Danny Akins, president of the seminary, theological seminary, the list is amazing. Take a look at Three Men for Thee. Google Three Men for Thee.
Now, I'm going to suggest you Google podcasts, Three Men for Thee, and it'll pop up on the top of your search results.
Oh, okay. I hadn't tried that. But in any event, I also going to put a plug in for the Truth Network. Bill, thank you for having us today to share our story, our mission, and our vision with your listeners. And Stu, thank you for continuing the Truth Network. And if you want to find out more about the Truth Network, just Google the Truth Network, and you'll find stations that you can log into to hear amazing guests that they host. Maybe we're not so amazing, but thank you for having us here today.
Yeah, Dr. McMasters is just a fascinating young lady to listen to. She's got a master's degree in political science and teaches in a lot of the community colleges in our state, and does a fantastic job of explaining that the Founding Fathers had a particular vision to try and empower the citizen and keep the government from having too much power. And if you have an opportunity to listen to her, I highly recommend you do. And the podcast is one great way to do that. She's got a web page and a blog, Liberty Bell. And I know that she's had the opportunity to talk to a lot of the sheriffs in the state of North Carolina and to try to impress upon them that they're one of the most important parts of keeping our liberties and making sure that we're protected from the rest of the government, as well as protecting us from people that are doing things that they shouldn't. I would love for you to be praying for Robbie Dillmore and for the Christian Car Guy and for the Truth Talk Network and for the podcast. The podcast is a wonderful way to spend a little bit of time when you're in your car. I know that I can go online on my phone and I can listen to the podcast when I'm driving in the car. I probably need to figure out a way to listen to them when I'm mowing the grass. So that's on my bucket list. And we hope that you tune in and listen. And you can email them some suggestions of some people that you think would be a good guest for their show.
Please, yes.
How much time do you put into the show in a month? How many podcasts do you do a month? And when do they come out?
Yes. Well, what we try to do, and we have a list of people in line we're waiting to queue up. But once we post a podcast, it airs for 2 weeks, and then we bring another one up. So you have 2 weeks to listen to the current podcast, then we bring another podcast up. So that's kind of our time frame timeline.
But they can reach, still see the old ones after the 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. All episodes are available.
Tell us about some of the books that you've written. How many have you published so far?
Okay, well, I never dreamed I'd be an author, but something happened to me that changed that. So I've written 5 books. And my first book is called Route 66, Have You Found Your Route in Life? And I was at a point where I said, God, what can I do for you? And he said, use your talents to spread my word. So in that book, my first reading of the Bible all the way through, I did a painting for every book of the Bible, a history, and how you apply it in the world. When I finished the book, I said, God, what's next? He said, don't you understand? Never stop. So that became the title of my next 3 books, Never Stop Asking, Discovering, and Sharing, Never Stop Teaching and Leading, Help Heal Our Nation, and Never Stop Pursuing God's Mission and Vision for You. And then the latest book that's out, some bookstores don't like it. It's called The Towers. It's a prophetic science fiction about what's going to be happening in the future with technology. So that puts people on guard and on alarm. So I've written 5 books. You can go to my website, herbburns.com, and you can look at the books there. I've got videos that I've made of the books, so you can look at videos of the books and read reviews and order the books online as well. So thanks for letting me share that, Bill. Yes.
By the way, Brother Burns I asked him to do this. One of my favorite gospel songs is a song called The Easter Song. And since we're just out of the Easter season, I asked Brother Burns to put together a video based on this song, and it's by the group called GLAD, and it's called simply The Easter Song. And he did such a fantastic job. That's available on our site, is it not?
That's right. Go to the page called Frog, and there's a Bible study called The Greatest Week on Earth, and that Easter video is available for free download on that site.
Really, really neat.
We appreciate you, our listening audience. We hope you tune back in. All kinds of wonderful shows come on today, and we hope that you will be back to listen to the Christian Car Guy next week at the same time. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
This is the Truth Network.